2 o'clock on a Monday. Let's get it going. Very exciting. So, Rico, we're going to dive in on a number of things today. One of them is news. Now, I'm just going to be straight with you. What I'm not going to do is nonsense today. You want to cry like a bunch of bitches? You don't want to hear what we're talking about? Go listen to something else. Do not care. But it's news. Michigan's notice of allegations. It is. You don't believe me? Wolverine Fest in the morning talked about it for 2 hours. We're bringing it up because I think the NCAA's timing on this is meaningful. If you disagree, have reasons why. If you don't have reasons, I'll just hang up on you. I'm not doing idiot radio. I've told Kenny. Basically, bad day screening calls. Kenny gets launched out of a cannon like Evel Knievel. We're not doing cultist theory. I will talk to you. But you gotta at least be an adult. And the stuff I heard on the morning show from you, the caller, was an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to the Michigan fan base. There are a lot of intelligent Wolverines. None of them called the mornings. That was brutal. What about small businesses? Go away. So here's...
You heard that.
Oh, I heard it. Here's the deal. The NCAA has been purposeful about when they're doing things. Oh, well, they're being mean. It's a witch hunt. You're right. They don't like you. And you have given them no reason to be liked. You have deflected, denied, you've lied. This is what happens. Now, we talked about this after Harbaugh rubbed his booty in their face. 48 hours later, boom. So now, week of your opener, and 2 days before what is sounding like a mockumentary, not a documentary, featuring a guy you've told me is a total nutcase, so why would I want to listen to him? The NCAA has come out and they dropped the notice of allegations. Which, mind you, you don't get an NOA if you've negotiated in good faith, if you've cooperated in good faith. Mm-hmm. The NOA is after those things have fallen apart. Do you know why it's meaningful? Not just because it's the week of your opener. Do you know when your 90 days to respond will run out? Monday of the Ohio State game. Yes, the NCAA is trolling you. Yes, they are being penises about it. You've given them a reason.
Yeah, that I didn't realize until you broke it down. I was like, you're right.
And
yes.
That's symbolic. It's meaningful. So for the Michigan fan.
So guess what
fan,
you're talking about if you appeal.
And that's the point is, look, you can get as mad as you like. I don't want to talk about it anymore. No one's asking you to. Do whatever you like. And I haven't told you, nor has Rico told you how to feel. I don't care how you feel. That's the difference. You don't have to value it, and you can re-watch the Washington game. Your prerogative. The rest of the world, we feel a different way. It's news. And rather than bemoan the backup kicker or Hendon Hooker being garbage or, I don't know, Labor Day plans. No, this is actual news. Now, I think what's interesting in this, Rico, is Jim Costa attempted to do something, and I think we're just simply going to do a better job of it. He started with, hey, here's what I think penalties should be. Cool, what's yours? No. We're going to do something different. Do you know who has been right about this the whole way? It's an inconvenient problem. It is the Ohio State blogosphere and podcast sphere. They have been right on just about everything. From the timing to the crimes committed to when you'll get the draft to when you'll get guys. And look, if you say that is garbage, I don't trust them. You have every right to do
check
whatever
the source.
You want. You can do what you want.
Not credible. But of course, it's a witch hunt.
There are two places in specific that have been very on point with things. I'm not here to demean anybody. But there's a podcast called Buckeye Scoop and a website called 11 Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, a lot of college football stories and a lot of hires and firings, those things have been rooted out in the internet sphere. Now, Rico's going to read to you something that you can throw in the garbage or you can be brought to your knees by. It's your prerogative. Again, not telling you you have to believe this.
But
I don't know that I believe this.
Right. But now here's the thing. They have been accurate throughout this entire thing of when it's going to happen, what's going to happen, what's going to be said.
How about the very cheating scheme itself?
Yes. When everybody said it was just a cheeseburger and that really wasn't Connor on the Central Michigan sideline. Guys, yes, it was. So, from the 11 Warriors, discussions revolved around a minimum acceptable framework from the NCAA's perspective, which includes partial vacation of 2021, 2022, and 2023 seasons, a two-year postseason ban, loss of recognition of the 21 through 23 Big Ten titles, and football championship, fines, scholarship reductions, probation, and significant penalties levied against former and current coaches and staffers.
Now, the cynic in me, I just can't believe that because, I don't know, it just doesn't happen. But for a moment, here's my question. Jim had offered something, and then John offered. Jim offered a postseason ban. That was Jim's big thing. Three games and a postseason ban. John said no to the postseason ban.
Where have you seen Will Smith?
Well, and then when John was pressed on, do you have any ideas rolling around your cavernous head? John had nothing. He just goes, well, it something.
Hey, there's my former teammate.
My point to you guys would be this. The NCAA's been purposeful. You have given them every reason to go after you. This isn't about whether you like the NCAA. No one does. The inconvenient truth in this is the following. If you blurt out, well, we need to fight this, good. Slip on those amicus briefs and please take this to court because the first subpoena would go to Jim Harbaugh. You're not going to court just like last year when all your bluster ended up with you walking out with your tail between your legs when a former U of M player judge even was like, this is probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
Two, well, we hate the NCAA. Good. It's an at-will organization. You signed up to be a member institution. No one likes the NCAA, especially when you cheat. It's like you don't like your parents. I don't like this punishment. Well, you shouldn't have stolen your mother's car and hawked it for meth.
But what about the people who own the gas stations? I won't be able to fill up the tank.
I want to ask a question about, all right, right here, right now. It could be zero stock. It could be some stock. It could be total stock. What do you put into the, I'm going to say alleged, NCAA minimums that they are bringing to the table for U of M in this, knowing that these sources have been right at just about everything throughout this, and your bought and paid for media has been just about wrong in all of this? Ryan Day's brother-in-law, wrong.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Jim won't be suspended. Wrong.
Amicus briefs.
Wrong. Cheeseburger. Wrong.
Well, Jim's flying out to Penn State, so he knows something's going to happen.
Cutscene. Yeah. Sad burger. I want to know how much stock you put. Look, I can't say zero. It'd be disrespectful because these guys have been right about almost everything. But I can't put total belief in it because this would be a modern-day death penalty. It really would. There is no such framework for an SMU thing in today's world. This would be as close as you got.
But then you look at the crime that's been alleged, and it's pretty serious. It's something that we have never seen before.
What about when Chris Rucker went from jail to practice?
Okay.
My point is off-field and on-field are two different things. No, I heard that idiocy on the morning show.
I would have just given him two words. Google Patrick Kugler. There you go. I probably, on a scale from 1 to 10.
Give me the belief structure in this.
I got to give them credit for being right so far. I'm probably at about a 6.5 out of 10. That only because the penalty seems so over the top. Like, wait, they're never going to do that. But, and everything else these two websites have said throughout the years has happened. On the timetable that they pretty much said it was going to happen. So I can't dismiss the fact and be like, okay, this, you know what? Of course, Buckeyes are going to say that. No, they hate you, but they're also right. As we like to say on this show, both things can be true.
Oh, yeah. Like, I went to Michigan State, but I ripped their ass on the regular because I'm not a bought and paid for lemming. If those are the penalties, I still would be shocked. I just would be shocked, Rico, based on Michigan is a brand that is too big to fail. They are very meaningful to the networks. And I haven't seen it. The last time, like, if I have to hear another Tennessee comparison, my head's going to explode. Handing recruits money doesn't really register. And second of all, they complied.
But see, here's the thing about being too big to fail, because if you allow Michigan with a slap on the wrist, then what you are telling Georgia, Alabama, Texas, and other big boys, you saw what happened to Michigan? Do whatever you want.
That was my issue with people who said, well, Sharon missing three games would be significant. For what? 3 years of cheating? 58 illegally scouted games? I disagree with that. Now, again, if you don't want to punish future teams.
Hold on. Real quick, before we get this call, well, everybody cheats. Okay, once again, if you have a television set, you can record a game and you can look at play tendencies and you can try to decipher what they're going to, the defenses they're going to be in. When you have a system that sends you two games with spy glasses and phones and doing things outside of the parameters of the NCAA, nobody else is doing that. So for those who are going to say, well, everybody cheats, everybody didn't cheat the way you cheated. Because it's not cheating when everybody, okay, I can record this team play and I can look at film. Heck, some teams will even send you the film and you send yours back to them because that's just what you do. But when you have a system in place that sends people and a budget to go to schools that you are not playing, when you have one of your coaches on the sideline at Spartan Stadium for a game that had nothing to do with you, that's a level of cheating we've never seen before.
And it was a turnaround from a coach who was about to be fired into, I'll just be open about it, one of the great three-season runs in the history of the conference. There was nothing that changed other than this. You didn't start recruiting better. You didn't have $20 million in the portal to bring in Caleb Williams. It was this jarring.
Mike, I think the record was like 40-3 in the final when Connor Stallions kicked it in.
Fabulous.
Yeah. 40-3. Like that was a difference for somebody who really was a nutcase, and everybody was listening to that nutcase.
That's the other problem I have, because I feel like we're about to do another one of these Potomac two steps with the, not all Michigan fans, but the nutcases, that when this puff piece comes out tomorrow with Connor Stallion, right? You've told me how uncredible he was, right? What a nutcase psycho he was. Okay. Then why would I listen to his platform tomorrow night? And I don't mean any disrespect.
To show.
And I don't know who does or does not appear on this thing. I know one of the people who will appear is Dave Portnoy. Dave is a massive Michigan fan. I did this. Listen.
With a lot of money.
Yeah. Look, all I know is The Last Dance didn't talk about Jordan's gambling. And Swamp Kings didn't talk about all of Florida's players getting arrested. Netflix does not have a great rep here in the sports world for giving you the real story. So for me, why would Connor Stallions talk here? I'll tell you why. It's going to be a very friendly environment for him. See, this is where if you tell me he's insane, don't tell me I have to take him serious on a documentary. So you got to just pick. So Rico outlined what is coming out of, yes, your mortal enemy Buckeyes, blogosphere, and podcast sphere. I am not telling you that it is an absolute. I can't. But I'm not going to discredit these people, because both websites listed have been way more accurate than the bought and paid for Michigan media. So if those are the actual minimums the NCAA is bringing to the table, what is your reaction? We can have a conversation about it. And I'm on record. I don't believe that's actually happening. I David, I show up at church on a Sunday, because honestly, it would go from the what will happen to what should happen pile. That's the should happen.
Mm-hmm.
I've never sat here and told you it will happen.
But it leads me to wonder, look, they've had information all this time. Did somebody give them, and this is what's in there?
Can anybody find Matt Weiss? 248-539-9797.
Hanging out with Mike Hart.
We're going to just have a conversation and see where it goes. But I think the fact they dropped it before Stallions, Doc, I think the fact that it would set you up for the week of the Ohio State game to be this being the storyline, that's purposeful, guys. Totally purposeful. And you can be pissed. I have no problem with it. But it makes me almost believe, does the NCAA actually think they're going to nail you? I don't know. And then, yes, the minimums that people who have clearly had sources on this, and they've been right, I can't say that it's a 0% shot. It would just be stunning. Stunning. Because for once in this corrupt-ass world, somebody would actually get their comeuppance. I'll believe it when I see it. Look, the NCAA sending the notice of allegations, I think it was very purposeful, just like when Harbaugh decided to rub his booty in their face 48 hours later. Now they're sending it to you right before Stallions, to me, makes things worse. And it would set up the end of the 90 days to respond as Monday of the Ohio State game. Guys, that's not a coincidence. And for all of you who want to get it over with, the problem is that's been the opposite of your playbook. So this is why, again, label this show whatever you like. You want to call it Sparty Radio? Fine. Then the other 8 hours on the day are Wolverine Radio. The play-by-play team is on. Spare me. I know my resume over 20 years, and I know how I handle MSU, so you got no leg to stand on. Do I like you? No, I do not. But I haven't made this about what I want. I have tried to stay with this and go, look, I live in the real world. I just don't see a program like Michigan getting nailed. I could be pissed about the cheating. But I, again, when people who have been right about this are saying something, to Rico's credit, that is so far out there, I'm going, look, the podcast Buckeye Scoop and 11 Warriors, the website, and some of their members there. If you want to discredit it because they're Buckeyes, you are free to do whatever you like. All I can tell you is they've been right just about every step of the way, and your Wolverine overlords, who are allegedly paid journalists, have not. And when they write that they're talking about vacating your existence and multiple-year postseason ban and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I go, wait a minute. That sounds like what should happen, but I've never allowed myself to get in that space.
Because you've never had anything like that. Because every time I think like you do, like, yeah, they'll never do that. But then again, Michigan did something historical that the NCAA, it forced their hand into stepping up. We have to make sure that no one even thinks about doing this again.
It's period. Also, in fairness to Michigan fan, I will say this and they will not hear it. I have never disagreed with their mindset that this is the NCAA's Alamo. It is their final stand, and they are out to get us. Mm-hmm. No, they are.
Yeah.
Because your CEO had it out for them. And now that Harbaugh left and left you in a lurch, just like Pete Carroll left USC, I understand your point and you're right, but it doesn't change anything. Go ahead.
Normally, when something so crazy comes out, hold on, David, real quick. When something real crazy comes out, though, Mike, that's when you find out it's so over the top
that it's almost believable.
It harkens me back, and these are two separate events before people. But when I first heard about the whole Jerry Sandusky thing, like, no, no way. When I first heard about the Mel Tucker situation, no way in the world. And both took place the way the rumors said that it was going to happen. The rumor just happened to come out before the truth did, but this is kind of the same way. We're like, well, no way are they going to get hit this hard. Now, we're going to find out in a matter of days, I'm sure, but as of now, it's so over the top, it makes it believable, according to the 11 Warriors.
And I can't let myself get to that point. Just go because ahead, Dan. I can't allow myself because it would be stunning. David.
It would be stunning. And to that point, they didn't do anything to Kansas basketball. They didn't do anything to LSU basketball. And there was recordings there of things that happened. There was receipts there of things that happened. So I'm going to lean to,
but can I
not
ask you
all
question?
Of that will happen.
David, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Work with me on this. When we do these false equivalencies about scandals, everything you're going to bring up is off the field. What I'm bringing up is on.
Correct.
It has never been seen before.
Correct. Which is what leads me to the other point. And the only point that I agree with John Jansen on is the timing of this. If the NCAA doesn't bring the hammer, that means it's still Sherrone Moore's program, which means just take the penalties, because if you let the timeline happen, 90 days and then 30 more or 60 more days until they can then respond, that means you're into the offseason again to your next year. Just let it go.
Well, the other problem is this. You've had some of these coaches not roll over, but they've cooperated, right? They've taken the penalty.
Correct.
But when you have guys like Minner and Klinkscale involved in this, but yet they've moved on and allegedly cooperated, well, because Minter has coaching prospects. Jim Harbaugh has no reason to cooperate because he didn't care if he burnt you to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to break that myth to you. But these other guys, like whether Sharon, look, like the bluster routine doesn't do anything for me because I just, if I text Kenny about pizza, I'm not deleting those texts. Your coach is in photos and videos standing next to Connor Stallions sliding a headset off, going diddly doodly doddly, and then doing the Macarena, and you get a critical stop. Like, what do you want me to say?
And even though he's saying, well, I can't wait for these to come out, then why did you delete them? That's my first question. I can't wait. You're going to see. Then why did you delete them?
Which leads me to my other thing. And
I know.
If they never have a big one. If they don't come down with the hammer with the show cause, which I don't know if they actually will do, but if they do, he should be fired. He should not be the head coach at the University of Michigan ever.
Now see, I you're a little stronger with that one, David, because to me it depends on what the text messages actually said, because
the minute you delete them, you're showing innocence or guilt. You're showing guilt.
No, I can't argue that point.
We're not going to delete it if it's pizza. You're not going to delete it
birthday.
We're going to lunch tonight.
Yeah,
happy
guys,
birthday.
Look, the bottom line in all of it. David, what level of faith, 1 to 10, do you have in the reports from Buckeye Land about what the NCAA's minimums are? Knowing you can laugh at a blog or a podcast being right, but you know how college football works.
Correct.
Do you know how often websites break coach hirings and firings before established media? And scandals, this is their purview. This is what websites and blogs do. David, what's your faith? 1 to 10,
right.
You're
I'm
going
go two.
Okay. Yep. I'm closer to you than Rico. I'm not at a 2. I'm sure as hell not at a 6.5. They've been so right about everything. It's disingenuous for me to fluff it off. But I've never allowed myself to get into a space of what should happen or what I want to. No, what I want to happen is I'd like to place that entire athletic department up with the space people that are stuck on the space station that SpaceX has to go get. I'd like to put a fishbowl on Ward's head and send him up to the moon. But I've never allowed myself to get there. So we'll get to your phone calls, and we're going to get to the ticket text next. Okay, let's go. I want to lead off with our man, Mean Dean. I'm very excited. Now, Dean, no F word, and tell me what I suggested for you and the family in New York worked out without cursing.
It worked out amazingly. both of the places that you suggested worked out well. I appreciate
Excellent.
That.
Excellent. It's good to hear from you again. So what's going on?
Yeah. So, you know how I feel about Harbaugh, and literally when you brought this up, I don't think I've been more excited about something happening with Michigan in the past 8 years than I have now. I would love nothing more than him to not exist in Michigan, because he's smug, he's cocky, he's arrogant. All of those traits are what caused this to happen. Are exactly why this happening. Like, when you're in trouble with someone, you shouldn't probably keep crapping on the carpet when they try to tell you you're doing something wrong, and that's all he kept doing. And I would love nothing more than to have everything possible to be taken from him that can be, just so that it goes out the window, and then that makes his tattoo that much dumber, right?
So what is your faith level in what, you know, is coming out of Buckeye Land about the minimums that are alleged, but these are from people that have been, Dean, they've been right about everything. What is your
they
faith that
right
that's the
everything.
Actual penalty?
But here's the problem, Mike. They've been right about all the facts of things that have come into play. And facts are right no matter who's telling the facts. The punishment, unfortunately, there are no strict rules that say what a punishment for what they did.
Right, so, yes, but hold on, Dean, hold on. Dean, hold on. What I'm saying is the reports are that this is the minimum, meaning if you want to negotiate with the NCAA, this is the least it'll be.
Right, so that's what I think the starting point will be.
I'd be blown away.
I don't
think
Michigan's going to get that because you already said it's money, man. Michigan's not a team they can get rid of because of money.
And I'm with you.
Yeah, they're not a team that they can get rid of, but I think we all are under the assumption that if Michigan goes away, the NCAA and everybody's going to go broke. There are other teams that bring in just the same amount of money, plus you have the 12-team playoff, which is going to bring in just an absorbent amount of money. So
the other problem is when, and this is another false equivalency I've heard on other shows, the NCAA's failures in court with regards to antitrust lawsuits or labor lawsuits has nothing to do with this. The idea that, and again, I don't think most Michigan fans think this way, but the real sickos, well, we'll take them to court.
No.
I beg you to take them to court. The subpoenas will fly.
You know what?
Well, you don't want that. That's ridiculous.
Once the discovery phase kicks in, you're going to regret that. That's why the judge, who was a former Michigan player, was like, hey, guys, you don't want to do this because once you get this ball rolling, I can't stop it. So I beg of you, take your amicus briefs and go back to Ann Arbor and just deal with this punishment. It'll be far easier for you because once we start, now we find out what happened with Coach Weiss and we find out what a whole lot of things, what took place in Ann Arbor once you do discovery, because I can have carte blanche if you're the NCAA to look under every rock. You don't want that.
And the other problem is you've signed up to be a member institution. You got caught cheating. You don't like the byproduct of it. It's like a kid who gets in trouble not liking being grounded. Oh, well, Tennessee wasn't cheating on field. It's a McDonald's bag and a stack. What about North Carolina no-show classes? Again, not relevant.
Yeah, because once again, that sounds like, well, Tommy's parents let him do this. Yeah, go live with Tommy.
Tommy is a real, real problem.
Right.
Let's go to Rob in Brighton. He's already geared up for A&M and Notre Dame. Let's talk.
Yeah, very geared up. Hey, Mike, very real quick. I have no idea what you did for that guy in New York, but you took the time with me when I went to the Grove 2 years ago in the fall, and you took the time after the call on your break to just tell me where to go and what to do. And I just think that's very cool. For like, caller Dean's been calling in for a long time.
Yeah.
For you to take time for your actual listeners to actually have a stake in where we're going, I just think that's really cool.
Oh, man, my man. No problem at all. Yeah. So what's up? What do you think of all this?
Maybe you and Rico can enlighten me. And, like, my whole office, like, we have no idea either. How is it possible, like, if you're an American citizen, you commit a crime, you can't negotiate a felony? Like, just like you said, like, they're a university that agreed to be a part of the NCAA. I don't understand, because Cookies was talking about it this morning. How do you negotiate? They cheated. They committed the crime. I don't understand why is the NCAA even giving them the option to negotiate? I don't understand it. They cheated. They broke the rules.
Let me answer.
Why don't they just vacate?
And I want to use the words of Rico Beard, because I think he's been the most correct on this the whole way, which is because the NCAA does not want to do these things. The idea of the NCAA, Rob, is for you to self-police. You're all member institutions. You're all adults.
Right.
Behave yourself. Now, we catch you doing dirt. Work with us. We'll work with you. We'll make it go away. That's how it's supposed to work. Rob, when I kept hearing John talk this morning like he was William Wallace and we're going to fight, what John doesn't realize is it's never supposed to get to a notice of allegations, because if you are cooperative with them and compliant, do you know what the headline of the NOA is, Rob? A continued culture of non-compliance. This is the last stop.
Time after time after time to not participate, to not help them with their investigation, to block it. Like, that's where I don't even know how they can go to sleep at night, just because they're not holding this team accountable. And this team costed, like you guys talk all the time, like, kids lost draft spots because of that game, the Ohio State Michigan game. Like, they coaches got fired. And for Harbaugh just to say, well, you know, I'm gone, like Pete Carroll did, and now Jesse Minter might be screwed because he's still trying to coach in college football all the way around. It's just a really
Rob, think about this.
A really crappy situation.
You know, we all thought, you know, C.J. Stroud was an idiot. Well, you can't beat Michigan, and look at how wrong were we? Like, oh wow, you really can play when they don't have your plays. Interesting.
I just look at Nico Collins.
So let me ask you a question now, Rob. How much faith do you put in the reporting from the Ohio State side of things? And I'm not mad if you say zero. Yeah. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I say zero. I have a buddy that's a GA for the football team, for Coach Knowles, and that's a cult over there too, guys. Mm-hmm. So I would not be you don't see Auburn radio taking a report from Tuscaloosa. I wouldn't put any credence in that. And for me, I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it at all. I gave the disclaimer. I understand if it's zero. It is, Rob, they've been right about everything. I think they clearly,
and
these guys have got a source at the NCAA, or they got something, because they're nailing it. It's a podcast called Buckeye Scoop, and it's a website called 11 Warriors, and they've nailed this. Way more than the alleged professional reporters who I don't even want to talk about, because it'll only make me angry.
But to answer his question, it's not a court of law. I get that. But to keep it simple,
yeah,
it's a plea deal. That's what happens. It's settlement. That's what happens.
I agree. But the whole point, David, is the NOA, we don't get here if you comply.
Correct.
Because as Rico Beard has said, and he's right, the NCAA doesn't want to do this stuff.
Correct. Just like I told Kenny a second ago, it is a statement coming out from the NCAA saying, we've come to an agreement. This is the penalty. It's all over.
David, think about this. If Jim Harbaugh would have just accepted everything last year, we're not talking about this. It goes away. It is the slap on the wrist that you probably thought Jim would have maybe had to sit out a couple games. His pride, his arrogance got in the way. You will not say anything to me. You will not touch me.
But here's
the other problem. Who I am?
And this is for you because you're besties with ADs. But, like, this is a situation where, like, who's looking to help Michigan? I mean, if I'm a member institution in the Big Ten, I've been affected by this. I want them burnt to the ground if I'm an AD. Look, ADs live in a world where it's not about, like, we're doing radio. I have tried to shoot you straight from the start of what should happen and will happen to me are two totally different things. If you're an AD, all you're harping on is what should, because you are a member institution. Who the hell in the Big Ten is going to be on U of M's side at a Big Ten level?
They weren't. None. Not in the Big Ten.
And they will be pounding the desk for justice. No.
It's why they had the suspensions at the end of the year. The ADs didn't get what they wanted, but that was the Big Ten's compromise. The ADs came out and said, no, they cheated. This is wrong. You knew about it. Punish these guys.
And instead, it was Harbaugh gets the coach during the week, but just missed three game days. I mean, that was a laugher. That was always a laugher. That was never a real penalty. And also, by the way, that's a penalty from the Big Ten, not the NCAA, which is another thing.
The ADs contacted the Big Ten, and that's what the Big Ten came up with.
Right, which was pathetic because Tony Petitti don't have a spine.
But no, they were upset.
248-539-9797. We'll continue with your phone calls. Rico's talking to people who have had an advanced screening of the mockumentary tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. We may or may not delve into that, depending what Rico says to me during the commercial break. 97.1. All right, give me 7 minutes. I give you the world of football, and then we return to the phones and the conversation of the day. Music, no nonsense.
Mike, NFL season starting up in less than 2 weeks.
Mm.
And I think this is right in your wheelhouse. Let's talk NFL MVP odds. Mm. According to FanDuel.
All right, I'll listen. Go ahead.
NFL MVP, guys, it's kind of like the Heisman Trophy. It's
popularity.
And it's only for really one position. Just to put things in perspective, you know who is the only non-quarterback with the best odds?
CMC?
Yes. At plus 5,000. That goes with Caleb Williams and Kyler Murray, just to put things in perspective. All right. Next up, you have Anthony Richardson, quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. No, I'm going from lowest. I haven't gotten to the best odds
yet.
He
made the list.
Oh, no. Anthony Richardson at plus 3,500.
Look, before you laugh at it, remember, there was a time last year where C.J. Stroud, you could have got plus 5,000. And there was a conversation headed late into the year. I stand by it. He should have won the MVP last year. He took a team that was picking number two overall, guided him to the playoffs, lit up the scoreboard. Oh, and by the way, won a playoff game.
Yeah.
If Anthony Richardson turns into Lamar 2019, 1,200 yards on the ground, you know, 3,000 yards in the air, the Colts become a playoff team, it's not out of the realm of possibility. I wouldn't go there, but I just don't want, you know, don't make fun of it.
I'm sorry, I have to make fun of it.
All right.
I do. I just don't see it this year. Second year, sure. Not this year. I'm sorry.
All right. Next comes, it'll be four quarterbacks at plus 3,000.
All right. Go through all four. I'll tell you who I like best.
Can I guess one? I think Justin Herbert will be there.
Justin Herbert is there, David.
They're gonna run the ball right. Way too much.
You want to take any more guess?
Just name them.
I'm good now.
Matthew Stafford. Quarterback,
keep going.
Los Angeles Rams.
Keep going.
Kirk Cousins, Atlanta Falcons, and Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville Jaguars.
You ready? Matthew Stafford.
Oh.
When you look at the Rams, think about this. I've already said I think the Niners are showing some cracks in the foundation. If Stafford's able to get the Rams to a division title, they added two new guards. They added Blake Corum to go with Kyren Williams. They have the receivers. They drafted guys like, Jared Verse and Frisky.
Yeah, the teammates.
Fisk, the kid from Florida State as well, by way of Purdue, I believe, or Western. Look, I could see a pathway because Stafford is an established name. He's on national commercials now. And if they unseat the Niners, there would be a pathway there. I'd say Stafford of those four.
See, I guess that is the better story, but I was leaning Kirk Cousins. Because if they take control of that NFC South and they throw the ball all over the field and it looks right the way it should have been.
How about you just run an offense the way an offense is supposed to be
saying.
Run?
And then it looks like
that. I mean,
the
bar is low in Atlanta. All right. The next two are tied at plus 2,500. Who would you take between Jared Goff and Aaron Rodgers?
Wow. Okay. I know... I would say Goff, but in the popularity contest of this award, the fact that he plays for a New York team, the fact that it's the Jets, the fact that it's Aaron Rodgers, I'll say Rodgers. But my man Goff deserves it. Damn it.
It's New York. I'm sorry. It will always overtake a Detroit quarterback.
Tua Tagovailoa or Dak Prescott, both coming in at plus 2,000.
Neither. Light your money on fire. I don't think the Dolphins make the playoffs, and I'm not sure Dallas does either.
Well, that's why I would take Dak, because if he's there for MVP, that means he took them over the top, and he won the NFC East. So, yeah, Dak.
The next four, not exactly the same odds, but one is at 1,600, one is at 1,500, and two are at 1,400. We'll just lump them together. Brock Purdy, plus 1,600, Lamar plus 15, and Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts plus 1,400.
Jordan Love, again, has potential to put up the gaudy numbers if they unseat the Lions. He also plays for Blue Magic, a brand name, the Green Bay Packers, and he has a pretty exciting style of play. I'd say Jordan Love.
Bold statement. I don't think Lamar gets another MVP until he does something in the playoffs. I think they will never vote him MVP again.
But see, at that point, the voting's done. Like this year, they thought.
I know, but what I'm saying is he has to do it.
And then the next year,
say,
oh,
you're back
you.
In this now.
I got you. All right. No love for Brock Purdy. Okay.
None.
I realize. Okay.
None.
All right. I'm the Republican on CNN. All right. Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, each plus 1,000.
Stroud. You know what? No. Burrow. The comeback player of the year thing. He's a huge figure in the league. Has been to a Super Bowl. Rise from the ashes. Burrow.
I'll lean Stroud.
Okay.
I don't want to see Burrow succeed. I'm sorry.
Well, the next one, he's all by himself at plus 800. David, some have said he's a Cowboy.
Josh Allen. Look, he's gonna put that team on his back. the receiver room, all left in free agency. It's Shakir, the kid from Boise. It's Keon Coleman. It's Curtis Samuel, Dalton Kincaid. They have a tandem of running backs with Cook and Ray Davis, but the reality is you could see a lot of Josh Allen running the football this year. It's plausible. It doesn't matter if I like the guy or not. Yeah, it's not crazy. He will put up some gaudy numbers, and if he drags the Bills to a division championship?
That's what I was about to say. Based on what you said earlier, Mike, about Tua and the Dolphins not winning it, somebody has to win that
division. The Patriots might be the worst team in football.
Thank you. So they do it, yeah.
He goes head-to-head with the Jets, and he drags this Bills team. Oh, by the way, Matt Milano's dead. No pass rush. Both safeties left in free agency. Josh Allen would be elevated with his cowboy hat to be the MVP.
Okay. And is this all just, we're just doing this because we have to, because it's Patrick Mahomes sitting there at plus 450. It's his world. We're all living in it. He got disrespected last year, only went back-to-back Super Bowls. And now, you know, when you look and see that David Juju is back.
Oh, thank God. That makes all the difference.
It just may for them. He ate the middle up when he was there that time. So, yeah.
So is this just Patrick Mahomes' world and we're all living in it? He's there at plus 450.
I wouldn't do it, but I totally understand what you're saying. I mean,
if you were ever going to do it, you need to just go ahead and put the money down now.
Yeah.
Because
then it just get better and better.
Correct. Because pretty soon it's going to be plus 150, plus 100. So if you are a Mahomes person, you want to go ahead and do that. No, by the way,
Daniel Jones.
You want Daniel Jones?
There's an infinity sign.
Let me see.
It's off the board. I'm
Daniel
kidding.
Jones, nope. Plus 15,000.
Not nearly enough.
Right up there with a guy, Mike, CeeDee Lamb, who just signed his deal with the Cowboys.
How big?
I think he got a $38 million
second highest signing non-QB bonus.
Oh, my God. I thought you were saying 38 a year. I went
36 a year, I believe.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amon-Ra, the best value in the league.
Yeah, and John Lynch, the angriest GM. Like, I know we should have signed this contract with Ayuk. All right, we're done. All right, so there's your Vegas odds, 97-1.